Hello, Vetchon. How we doing? This is your shortened version of the Mostly True Radio Show. You're welcome. Stevie Wonder to augment our afternoon. A very muggy afternoon, if I might say so. 75 degrees and overcast. But I'm not telling you anything you don't know. This is Chris Austin on the Mostly True Radio Show on 101.9 KVSH. And with me today is my faux host, another faux host, the lovely and talented Robert Prince, my cousin. Hi, Rob.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so what brings you to the show?
A car.
Okay. On to the next show. Music here. I can see this is going nowhere. Did you bring any stories?
Yes.
Okay. We'll play a little something here.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? Baby, it's all. Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights, you turned out.
That was Natasha Bedingfield.
Really?
Gorgeous woman with her song Unwritten. And before that, we had Maroon 5 with Payphone that was kind of self-censored. Because we didn't know if we queued up the good version or the naughty version.
We're all lollipops and
that's right.
Little bunnies here. No. No controversial.
And that's
stuff.
The way we like it here on Vashon, 101.9 KVSH, Voice of Vashon. So, as you can tell, that is not Annalie's voice. That is my cousin Robert Prince.
I am Annalie.
On the weekends.
I have a cold.
Pilot extraordinaire and also racing aficionado. Am I correct?
Well, yes, of course. Are you ever wrong?
Oh,
you've always told me you're never wrong.
You know what? You know I got my mic, my finger on the mic button. That's why you're being nice. there was quite a close race this, or interesting race. So Indy 500.
Yeah, 100-year anniversary, wow. Which was pretty cool. First race was won by Ray Haroon and the Marmon Wasp in 1916. So very exciting to have that anniversary for us race fans, which...
You're going to go through each year, aren't you?
Well, first, the dinosaurs came.
They made the fossil fuel. They made the cars run.
Well, but let's talk about that transition from dinosaur to fuel, shall we?
So what was the average speed, the first one, or the fast? How were they?
Ray Haroon? Yeah. I think it was 98 miles an hour is the average speed for that race.
Really? That fast?
Yeah. The cars were quite fast then. You know, the special built cars even then for racing, and manufacturers, Henry Ford, often built special land record cars. And
course, is that right?
Yeah. Chevrolet, he would build cars and took them to Florida to run on the beaches there, Daytona, for speed records. And so it was quite common, even in the early days of automobiles, to build special built vehicles for record attempts, because even back then, you know, kind of the old
race on Sunday, or
yeah, win on Sunday, sell on Monday. Yeah.
So why would they use Daytona Beach? Was that just
they were looking for a very flat surface, because the speeds that they were started to approach, they needed that, obviously. But initially, they also just needed a nice long area where they could make a straight run. Every time you turn a vehicle, it scrubs some speed off.
You couldn't do that on the Appalachian Trail or something.
Well, you know, there's probably some individuals that tried, and they're
with full of moonshine.
They're forever in our hearts.
So, what happened this weekend?
Well, again, it was the 100th anniversary. It was a great race. It was won by a rookie, which is not the first time that's happened. I think it was 2001 was the last time the rookie won the race, but still very exciting. The young man, Alexander Rossi, had just come over from Europe. Where he'd been trying to break into Formula One, which is the open wheel racing series in Europe and kind of the world. But without success there, he came back to the U.S. He is a U.S. boy, born and bred in California. And got a one-off ride here for Indy, and now it's a Cinderella story for him. 24 years old, and
wow.
One of the largest races in the world.
Maybe he can finally get a girlfriend.
Well, you know, that's always... when you play with cars your whole life, you know.
Well, that's true. That's true. You're living proof. But I got another race this weekend that I bet you didn't see.
And what would that be?
That is from Loretta, Wisconsin.
A hotbed.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It is the annual wood tick race.
Oh. You know, they've always had difficulty because
I think there's a lot of doping in that sport.
Yeah. Well, that, and there's a real scheduling problem with the Indianapolis 500.
Well, that's true. We don't get so many helicopters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So apparently these guys go out in the woods and find a robust wood tick.
Ah.
They drag a white blanket through the undergrowth, and the ticks jump on it, and they pick the one they want. And they go to this bar that's been doing it since the 30s.
I'm so glad that traditions like this have withstood the internet.
Because of the internet we know it.
We know about it, yes. But it was entertaining ourselves before all this.
Well, that's what you did, I guess.
Yeah.
And so now this is kind of unique, because they got this little spot where they're on the table, and it's a ring, and you put the two ticks in the center of the ring, and whoever just randomly walks out first is the winner.
But what if they battle in the middle of
the
ring?
They don't battle. Ticks don't battle.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, maybe they...
The loser...
Throw, you know, glares at each other.
The loser gets crushed with a mallet.
Wow.
It's probably not going to take off like that in horse racing or dog racing, anything like that. But there is only one tick left at the end.
Wow, that is a battle royale.
Yeah, it is. This is like Roman emperor time.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Right. Claudius, the tick. But there's just going to be a super tick left. This is what they're not thinking.
Well, that's
what
happens when you start messing with nature.
That's right.
You know,
this is not genetically modified, but it's
mallet modified.
Mallet modified.
What happens when you hit the one tick that doesn't die?
Ooh,
I'll be back.
He's got eight mallets.
That's right.
Eight little tiny mallets. All right, so we should do something for our underwriters, because they're the nice folks that let us have this show. Thanks, you're the greatest, love you, mean it. All right, who we got here? Vachon Heating and Cooling. Support for this program comes from Vachon Heating and Cooling, a full-service heating, cooling, and energy management company. They will diagnose your home or office HVAC problem and offer on-site solutions for energy savings at 206-463-1777. Thank you, Vachon Heating and Cooling.
I love those guys.
Yeah, they're great. Okay, so let's go back to a little music here. What do you want? You got something? You want an earworm?
I got rid of my earworm.
Okay, right, so all right.
I was gonna have him battle the ticks.
Let's see. Let's. What can we do for a tick battle? Okay, this is probably appropriate.
Alcohol, alternative to feeling. guess I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing,
is Steeler's Wheels, S-T-E-A-R-L-E-E. I don't know.
Wow.
It's not steel like the metal. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's why those two kids won this week and you didn't. This National
shut
Spelling
up.
Bee. Yeah, you shut up.
That's Stuck in the Middle with You. Before that, we had Alcohol by whom?
Who?
Do you know who it was?
Who or whom?
Either one. Answer the question.
Who? Third base?
Jeez. It's okay to say you don't know.
He's
Bare
the outfield.
Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies.
Ah, yes.
Yes, greatest band ever.
Yes.
Naked Ladies.
Yes.
Guess what's going through our courts today, Rob?
I don't know, Chris. Could you inform me, please?
A woman has pushed subpoenaed, or not, not the subpoena. You don't subpoena the Supreme Court. You, what's the word?
Partition?
I guess ask the Supreme Court to hear her case because she thinks she was wrongly convicted for pushing her husband off a glacier.
Yeah, you know, I forgave her. You know, it was a misunderstanding.
You must be the husband that lived because this one did not. They were married for 8 days.
We're not talking about my wife. okay.
Different glacier.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah, this, let's see, what's her name here? I don't know what her name is. There's a lot of words on the page. Anyway, they were married for 8 days, and which is a good run, I think.
Yeah, that's, Hollywood terms.
What is that, wood for 8-day anniversary? Leather? What do you get for 8 days?
Well, I think it's a glacier trip.
You get a push.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you get. Apparently, they're arguing. And
about her heart versus a glacier, or?
About how slow their relationship was going.
Yeah,
the glacier
right.
was beating it, and so she pushed him off. Now here's the deal.
Was it a big glacier? Come on,
you. Yeah, I mean,
you know, Might have been only a couple hundred feet. It's not like one of those big glaciers. Come on.
Yeah. You know. Who couldn't come back from that?
It's kind of like a sleigh ride.
Walk it off. Walk it off.
That's right. He loved sledding as a kid.
Rosebud's down there.
That's right.
Forget it. Oh, man, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, that's not
unusual. She broke down after how many days? A couple months. The FBI, she broke down and said that she murdered him. Like, it seems like the perfect crime. Like, yeah, he fell.
Yeah.
Who's going to say otherwise?
What was the weapon?
Yeah.
The glacier? Can you bring it into evidence? I don't think so.
This glacier was sold on the black market. It's not even like, we filed off the numbers on it. We don't know where it came from.
This was not properly licensed by the Parks and Recreation Department.
If we outlaw glaciers, only outlaws will have glaciers.
Use a glacier.
Go to jail. All right. So I do have another topic. I want a very important one.
More important than glaciers?
Believe it or not.
I guess glaciers can wait a long, long time.
I found a website on geographic anomalies in the United States.
Yes.
And here's one I think a lot of people would find
surprising.
Geographic
anomalies?
Yes.
Oh, not geographic. I know you like to look at the National Geographic website, but that's not important right now.
Everyone does.
Yeah, it's educational.
What state is the...
State of mind?
What state of the union is...
contiguous?
Yep. Statue of Liberty in.
New Jersey.
Mm, nope.
Really? Where?
The island that it's on is in New Jersey. The island itself is a part of Manhattan. It's an exclave of New York State.
Really?
But the island itself is in New Jersey waters.
So how did I get that wrong?
Because...
I said New Jersey.
Yeah, that's where the island is, not the statue. The statue is on New York soil.
You know, that's why you never made it as a teacher. You really, really upset the kids.
Hey, I don't think you made it as a student. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So what else do we have in racing?
Well, let's see. Well, it was a big race weekend. Not only was it the 500, but it was the Monaco Grand Prix, which is a very famous...
That's a fancy racing.
Yeah, Formula One race.
They race in tuxedos.
Well, they always race
Jim
in tuxedo.
Bond.
Yeah.
Leave the casino.
Black 17, and then went the race car. And there was the Coca-Cola 600, which is, the people from your neck of the woods that like to get into the race weekend. The NASCAR boys.
My neck of the woods. You're bringing that up again.
Yeah, well, you know. You Tennessee boys.
Yeah.
Raised.
Uh-huh.
You're in your little bassinet with 500 gallons of liquor in the trunk, going to school.
Hey, got to pay the bills.
Yeah,
that's it. So who won that?
I think that was Martin. Well, I shouldn't say.
In a Wasp?
Yeah, no. We should look up the 600 because I think I'm mistaken with last week's race. But the Grand Prix in Monaco was won by Lewis Hamilton, who has been on a...
Hey, Lou. Big Lou.
Yeah. Yeah. Three-time world champion Lou. That's what we like to call him. But he's been on a losing streak. The season hasn't started out well. Up until this race, he led one lap in the last, four races. And then he led almost continuously in this race. So he's had mechanical problems. Things have not worked out well. Last race 2 weeks ago, had a little incident with his teammate. Where they were going into the same turn, and they accidentally collided into each other. So, which is not good when you're writing off almost $1 million in cars. You know, there's...
Wow.
Yeah. Come to the big boss's trailer. We need to talk. So
that's like 100,000 Geo Metros.
Yeah.
Wrecked right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, just gone like that. But it was kind of unusual. It looked like you and I going through a doorway. Nobody was giving
no
way.
Quarter given.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so the turn's only this wide. And so they accidentally had a coming together.
Who's at fault in something like that?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And I'm sure that was decided behind closed doors, but they don't let us know. Generally, the officios of the race decided it was a racing incident, meaning
there was
no harm, no foul. But I'm sure the guy's writing the checks, probably, you know.
The guy at the Bondo shop, like, woo, two cars.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Anyway, so like, it was a big weekend of racing, and it was a lot of fun.
And in honor of that, I got a little tune for you. Ready?
Yes.
It's not the right tune, but it's a good one. It's the second one that relates to that.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
Baby, it's all right now, yeah. been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
A little Ram Jam with Black Betty.
An excellent air guitar.
It is. Like there's a bad air guitar song.
Well, but some are better than others.
That's true. Uh-oh, we got a problem here. We got a situation. We've got YouTube on autoplay. That's bad. That's anyway, before that, we had Radar Love with by whom? Golden Earring.
Golden Earring. Yeah, that's another oldie but goldie.
It is. And All Right Now by Free. I said it was America, but it's Free.
Free. Was it Free? Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
And we've been joined by none other than the anonymous underwriter reader. What do you think?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Greetings.
We need our underwriters read.
I know. I really appreciate you playing that Golden Earring song as I was driving over here, because that is one of the most, that is an ultimate driving song. I mean, you're like.
That's why you drove past it three times for it to finish.
Exactly. I just kept going around the block, around Saucy Sisters, about seven or eight times, doing about 45. It's like, no one can touch me.
Four or five times trying to park.
Yeah.
Parallel park that beast.
Yeah.
What is that, a 60? Lincoln?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Cadillac. Suicide Doors.
Yeah,
like it.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
That's when you're the power behind the throne here in Vashon. That's what you drive.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
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 But that's been converted to batteries, so.
It's all electric.
It's zero emissions.
It's all coal. Electric. Runs on coal.
It's coal and the broken dreams.
And baby tears.
Baby
for
tears.
For lubricant.
Child's hopes. Diminished, forgotten dreams.
Speaking of hope,
I want to say that KVSH program support comes from Pandora's Box, located at 17321 Vashon Highway, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet food. All that comes with over 100 years combined knowledge and experience in pet care and nutrition. I have a question about this, Chris. That 100 years of combined knowledge that they say,
yes,
is that dog years?
That would be 700 years.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
What about cat years? Do cats have years?
Cats do have ears.
Years.
Oh, years.
Yeah, you know, dog ears is seven. And
they don't have a lot if they're around me. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Meow.
No, I've never heard cat ears.
Well, they got the nine lives. They don't really care about the ears.
Yeah. They just live fast and die young.
Yeah. Leave a good-looking corpse.
Leave a litter box.
You ever found a dead cat?
Not lately.
Today?
No. Where have you been eating?
I'm vegan, so we're okay.
Oh. Well, that's an interesting question.
Have you ever found a dead cat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend who got horribly sick and then had to go to the hospital. His place was locked up.
Yeah.
And he had a very sick cat. And a guy was supposed to be taking care of it, and he didn't.
Ooh.
And I got into the apartment and found the cat under the bed.
Really?
Yeah. Doing the maggot brain thing.
Okay, so...
So, yeah, welcome. Yeah, here you go. Anytime,
you're listening,
Chris,
to the voice of
Jack FM.
Yeah.
It's the Scooter Brothers Show.
Well, speaking of diseases, here is a rare disease, Cotard Syndrome. And the sufferers of this disease believe they are dead.
Inside,
it's
like
unlike
you?
Being a DJ, you want to be dead.
That explains the whole zombie thing.
Well...
Yeah, you know, it's been taking over the nation.
What about
it is treatable, but they think that they're dead.
What about being dead inside?
I'm okay with that.
You're right with that.
So you do
this,
very
this
well
went right
that.
To a Donald Trump thing, huh?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah. So there's that.
There so you
really
got...
really spawned no conversation whatsoever.
So how do they diagnose that? Do they come in and say, "Hey, are you alive?"
You mean how do they treat it?
Well, how do they diagnose it first? Somebody comes,
guess,
and
"I'm dead."
Yeah, I guess it's
they probably get a call from the coroner. This guy's in the wrong place.
They all have restraining orders from the morgue.
After a period of time, patients believe they don't exist or lack body parts.
Ah, like an old sailor.
Yar.
Lost that one in the Battle of Saipan.
Moby Dick. Yar. Or maybe they're eaten by cats. I don't know.
Oh, it's always the cats.
It comes back to the cats.
Yeah.
Dead cats. What's that song from Friends? Smelly Cat. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Smelly Cat. I did watch Friends.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Phoebe would do that.
Yeah. I was out of the country for most of the Friends.
Where were you?
Lucked out.
Well.
Which prison were you in?
Yeah. Turkish prison, of course.
Was that when you were flying in Turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on for 8 years or something.
Yeah, I'd come back and pick it up. I know what Friends is.
Okay.
Well, I was in Saipan, then Turkey, and then it was over. They all grew up.
All right. Well, speaking of growing up, let's play some more music. Because we're a radio show.
Get out.
Really? Get out.
More Billy Joel?
We're never, ever playing Billy Joel. Okay? You ruined it for me.
Yes.
You're welcome, audience.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. night to get lucky. We're up all 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 night to get lucky. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord, you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, and I don't know if you know who I am. I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Don't worry, how could I ever forget? It was the first time, the last time we ever met. But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. You don't fool me, hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. No stranger to you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, I can feel it in the air tonight. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord,
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Thank you very much. That's the Bare Naked Ladies covering Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, that was for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I brought that
for you. I don't
know
why it was for me, but I appreciate it.
You like the Bare Naked Ladies.
I do. I do.
That's what they say about you, Chris. You like the Bare Naked Ladies. You don't like
that's
the half-naked
gonna be my
ones or the
epitaph.
Fully... You're okay with the fully clothed ones.
Yeah.
But not
that's all been available to me lately, the fully clothed ones.
That's quite all right.
And before that, we had, who do you have? I've already forgotten.
That was Daft Punk.
Yeah, that's right, Daft Punk.
Get Lucky.
That's right.
With Barrel.
Here on the Mostly Two Radio Show at 101.9 KVSH.
Yeah.
Voice of Vashon. We'd like to thank John L. Scott, founding underwriter.
Thank you.
Best people, best results. And it is top of the hour here at 6 o'clock.
Traffic?
Nope.
There's a bearded guy walking north. Past Saucy Sisters.
Okay. He seems like a friendly chap.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And there's wind.
Oh, in a white car.
Yeah, okay.
So do we have any other underwriters?
Yes. Support for this program comes from Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company, providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979 at 206-463-3137.
So here's what I want you guys to do when I die.
Ah, the jig?
I've been dying all show, but so, when I really die.
Do you have that disease? What was it called?
Yeah, I don't know. Cruise. I didn't do my word of the day.
You didn't. I made up a word this week.
You did?
What? Yeah. Sneezing.
Sneezing?
Sneezing. Sneezing is a period of time defined by your allergies. So right now, we're in hay fever sneezing.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow. We copyright it.
Boom.
It's on a mug. Scooter Brothers show.
That's almost as good as Gazintas.
Gazintas, I like that.
These two, three guys were going to go fishing in Thailand. And
what kind of fishing?
Fish? Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, Thailand has that weird stuff.
It's not weird.
All right.
Okay, it gets weird, but not for that reason.
Are they fishing in Bangkok?
No.
Ah. So
fishing
this is like in
a
boat?
River.
Ah, okay.
And before they go, one of them dies. The lucky one. And they took his ashes and made them into bait.
Whoa.
And fished with their friend. That guy really likes fishing.
Did they catch anything?
Yeah.
Is this a riddle?
No. No. They bought or they caught a 180-pound monster carp. Okay, well, it's not the greatest fish in the world, but...
A carp.
Are they going to eat it?
I don't know. That'd be weird. Cannibalism once removed or something.
They baited their hooks with their friends.
They took his ashes and they put it up in kind of a dough ball, put that on the hook, and wait for him to get eaten.
Wow.
Six degrees of cannibalism.
That's right.
I think I would have just sliced you up. I wouldn't have gone through the whole
thing. Well, you'd have been
the
one who killed me, but first of all. So
imagine what we would have got if we dangled your head out there.
Oh. You could big dough ball.
Yeah.
Slice them up and dry them. Chris Jerky.
Chris the Jerky.
No.
All right. So what else we got going on?
We did the traffic.
We did the traffic. We did the weather. Did underwriter.
Underwriters.
I guess we got to play more music. I don't know.
What are you queuing up there?
What do you want?
Some music.
What'd you say? One of the Go-Go's?
Yeah, vacation.
I was just about to say that. You have good musical taste.
That just brings me back to when I had more hair in my head. Oh. And, you know.
Less in your ears?
Yes. Nose. Yeah. We all look like we can do a comb over right from
right from our eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to see the lyrics in this video.
I don't know.
We're going
to keep talking. I don't know if we're going to hear anything.
Vacation.
Yeah, turn it on. Unfortunately, thanks to YouTube.
Copyright. We're denied.
Oh,
there will be no vacation.
Do look up, you keep finding vacation because you got to do it.
Well, you know, the Go-Go's, what was that, 1981?
I knew our lips are sealed. We'll do a vacation later.
Do you know why the Go-Go's don't have babies?
No.